The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 closed out the first half of 2016 in positive territory. But what should you, Mr. and Ms. Investor, expect next?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
The blue chips rose almost 3% the first 6 months of 2016, despite all the volatility and wild swings. Remember January and February? I'm John Wardock with Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. So where do we go from here? For insights, let's bring in John Petrides. He's a portfolio manager and managing director at Point View Wealth Management. So, John, looking forward, looking to the second half of 2016, what are your expectations?
Well, I think you're going to see a mirror of what we saw in the first half. And the first half was a period of 6 months with huge waves. We saw the market open up to have, at one point, the worst calendar year start in the history of the stock market. And then in the middle of February, you saw this massive rebound all the way up until really the most recent Brexit vote, where you saw a sharp sell-off and then a sharp rebound. So, you know, this type of wave pattern, I think you're going to see for the next 6 months throughout the rest of the year.
What's going to be the overarching theme? Is it going to be volatility?
No. Volatility, yes, but it's also the market is being driven purely by central bank policy and the pace with that which the dollar will strengthen or weaken. The dollar was rising very strongly in the beginning of the year. Then the Fed in February stepped to the side. The dollar weakened. Oil and hard assets rallied hard. Now with the Brexit vote and the Fed basically, again, stepping to the side, the dollar will come down and risk assets will rise.
We also have a presidential election going on. And what is your expectation in terms of the noise coming out of the U.S. presidential campaign?
Well, I think what we saw on the eve of the Brexit vote is what you're going to see with the U.S. presidential election, where it'll be a very close race. Not exactly sure of the outcome, but it will be a 51-49 type of decision. And it's really too close to call, I think, assuming Hillary Clinton is the Democratic candidate.
That's going to be really tough for an investor or an economist even to try to forecast where things are going.
It's true. I think if Hillary Clinton is the wins the election, then I think the market will sort of continue a pace upward. If Donald Trump is the victor, then I think you see a sharp sell-off the next morning, because I don't know. I think the market doesn't know what to make of Trump and his comments and what he may actually push for policy.
And what about the Federal Reserve? What is it going to be doing during the second half of the year?
Nothing. The Fed may, unless the U.S. jobs data has a massive recovery, you know, that 38,000 jobs number we saw last month is revised upward to, you know, 150, close to 200,000, and next week when we get the jobs data is above 300,000, you know, where the U.S. economic data really forces the Fed's hand. The Fed does nothing, and the next rate move will be in December. And at this point in time, it's interesting, the market is pricing the Fed may even cut rates in December. But the next action by the Fed will be in December, after the election.
What about certain sectors out there? I'm thinking in particular of the tech sector. Really rough second quarter. What should we expect for stocks like Apple and so on?
Well, that's what we're going to find out in about 2 weeks when earnings season starts. And it's going to be every quarter for earnings season is crucial, but we're at a point where, in general, market margins are at peak levels. Investors will be overly focused on what the company's exposure is to Europe and the impact of the Brexit vote to that individual business. So earnings season is going to be upon us sooner rather than later. And it's going to be critical to see what individual companies say.
And, John, any final thoughts as we get ready to steer into the second half of the year?
Well, I think the Brexit vote, ironically, is a gift for those investors that use income-oriented investors. So those investors that love high dividend-yielding type of stocks for their income, the Brexit vote was a blessing for them because it basically signals that the ECB, the UK, and the Fed will all remain very accommodative from an interest rate standpoint. Then, as bond yields rally and cash earns nothing, it's going to force investors into stocks, and those high dividend paying stocks should do very well.
He's John Petrides at Point View Wealth Management. John, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.
John Petrides, just one of the many stock market mavens who appears here on Your Money Matters. And this has been Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm John Werdock for The Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Enjoy all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now the Google Play Music app.